Well, I stop it.
Is this recorded now?
The story of grit.
Well, you see, that won't pick us up at all because you're turning away from it, you see. So anyway, we can put some more light. All right.
The story of grit. Once there was a young rat who couldn't make up his mind. Whenever the other rats asked him if he would like to come out with them, he would answer, "I don't know." And when they said, "Would you like to stop at home?" he would not say yes or no either. He would always shirk making a choice. One day his aunt said to him, "Now look here. No one will ever care for you if you carry on like this. You have no more mind than a blade of grass." The young rat coughed and looked wise, as usual, but said nothing. "Don't you think so?" said his aunt, stamping with her foot, for she couldn't bear to see the young rat so cold-blooded. "I don't know," was all the young rat ever answered. And then he would walk off to think for an hour whether he should stay in his hole in the ground or go out in the loft. One night the rats heard a great noise in the loft. It was a very dreary old loft. The roof let in the rain. The beams and rafters were all rotten, so that the place was rather unsafe. At last one of the joists gave way, and the beams fell with one and on the floor. The wall shook, and all the rats' hair stood on, and with fear and horror. "This won't do," said the chief. "We must leave this place." So they went out, scouts, to search for a new home. In the night, the scouts came back and said they had found an old coop of a barn where there would be room and board for them all. At once the chief gave the orders, "Form in line." The rats crawled out of their holes and stood on the floor in a long line. Just then the old rat caught sight of young Grip. That was the name of the shirker. He was not in the line, and he was not exactly outside.